Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Let me start by congratulating you with your election as the chairperson of the 17th session of the working group, and wish the working group a successful session under your able leadership. It's very unfortunate that people in all parts of the world continue to suffer daily from racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, which is still a permanent challenge to the enjoyment of fundamental and human rights and freedoms. Along with the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, which constitute a solid foundation for the struggle against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, we also recall the UN General Assembly Resolution of 19 December 2016, requiring concrete actions for eliminating of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. States should develop proactive policies to strongly prevent and tackle all instances of racial violence, hate speech, and incitement to hatred, including zero tolerance policies towards racist, xenophobic, neo-Nazi, and populist ideologies. I'd like to also share with you the experience of my country in promotion of intercultural dialogue and cultural diversity. With its unique location at the crossroads of Europe and Asia, Azerbaijan has historically been a place for the peaceful coexistence of followers of different cultures and religions. Building on this successful model of coexistence, we have transformed our devotion to strengthening of intercultural dialogue into concrete initiatives to support the dialogue among cultures, religions, and nations by holding various important international events. The most notable of them is the biennial World Forum on Intercultural Dialogue, which serves as a valuable international platform for dialogue and exchanges of promoting and ensuring mutual respect among peoples of different cultures and religious identities. Moreover, as a firm believer in the importance of education for sustainable development, Azerbaijan also provides opportunities for the people of African descent to study in Azerbaijan with financial assistance of state and charity organizations. I thank you.